The dream is real.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Can we? You, I'm crazy. You the one crazy. I got my buttons back today. Nobody's scared of Kendra Taylor Burns. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? It is the Culture Man, Kenny Burns, reporting to you live from Loveland, a safe place on earth. I was interrupted with my monologue because that's what Kendra does. And then see, what I'm learning about Sugar is that Sugar's really with the shit. You know, you got that friend. That friend that just, you know, she's prim and proper, child. But when them lights cut off, y'all talking shit on the phone about that, you know what I'm saying? Decatur. Hello? Whatever. All right, round of applause to Sugar. Dr. Sugar Cheryl Ray Reed. Welcome to the show, baby. How you doing?
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, that's the smile I need, child. You can give me Kendra for 2 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, keep those round of applause going. Yeah. My name is Kendra Taylor, the Kansas City assassin. People often mistake her for sexy red cousin. How you doing?
Oh, you got me. Oh, no.
Somebody in the comments today said, because Kendra from St. Louis. I said, Lord, we're not going to start it.
It is not.
All right, world champion Kansas City Chiefs. That's who she represents, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Not the St. Louis Rams. All right, is that even
they're
the
not
team?
Even there no more.
I know, child. That's how old we are, though. All right, we're going to keep this thing moving because we got a special episode for y'all today. It's episode 82, and it's time to have some goat talk. That's right, goat talk, episode 82, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Kenny Burns Show. And we're going to have some goat talk. But before I get into goat talk, I want to talk about my first derby experience. Ladies and gentlemen, I need a round of applause, actually, because I was out there with that shit on with the missus. Listen, I want to shout out.
Cute.
Thank you, beautiful.
Yeah, I did.
Thank you, beautifuls. Yeah. I had a time, y'all. Okay, if y'all do not know, I went to Louisville. Don't say Louisville. It's Louisville. Yeah, so I learned that from a driver. So big shout out to my driver. Had him all weekend. He was a little pint-sized little thing. He was so cute. All right, so we had a time, y'all. Okay, we went up there for the Trifecta Gala. And I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. Big shout out to the Bridgemans, man. Junior Bridgeman's beautiful wife, Eden, Justin, Ryan. The whole crew is just amazing. And they reek black excellence, y'all. They had Bruno Mars. 24 karat magic in the air. First of all, round of applause for Bruno. I did not know. I ain't seen them live. I love the hooks. I be singing with y'all when it come on the radio. But the man is a performer. Okay, he is a performer. He did the damn thing. Of course, big shout out to Z-Nice. He was the opening DJ. I want to shout out everybody because I want everybody to get their love. Big shout out to my partner in crime, DJ E-Class. We tore a hole in the stage. Speaking of the stage, it was 10 feet high. And I was scared at first. I did a sound check. I walked in the room. I was like, how high is this day? I can't feel the people. It's too high. And then they were like, well, Bruno Mars wanted 12 feet. I said, okay, well, Bruno wants what Bruno gets. And he gets paid $80 million.
He'll be sure. He want to feel
No, high. He don't do that. We love you, Bruno. But he.
How does driver paint that?
I mean, but it was a joke. Anyway, so the point is, y'all, the
My
stage. Yeah, I know. But just sound, you come with a sword when you talk to us. Like, that's how you. Okay, great. Anyway, so we got the stage. So after the sound check, I was like, listen, I want to be perched up in the sky. I want people to see me do my thing. My outfit was amazing. Big shout out to Hideaki Bespoke. He had me clean. I had on the burgundy with the salmon silk shirt, and I had the little chain on the side with the little Louis Vuitton. Yeah. And so I literally was like, I love being seen up there. It looks grand, but I can't feel the people. I can't, you know, so we had two segments. One was a 55-minute segment. And I went up there, I was like, we're just going to play hits. And we did some, you know, we did some yacht rock. We did some R&B. We did a swag and servitude. And we got off there for Bruno. And Chris Tucker. He did a thing. Love him. Funny as a mother sucker. And he introduced Bruno. But anyway, so I was telling him I want to be on the floor. They were like, well, I don't know. It's like 1 hour before the doors. I was like, please, baby, baby, please, baby, baby, please, baby, baby, please. Can I get on the floor? Sure enough, they got me on the floor. So round of applause for Jeff and the entire backline crew with the sound and everybody, Allison and all the peoples. I appreciate y'all. It was a hell of a show. And y'all, after Bruno, I thought they was leaving. I swear for God. I told them too, like way before the night, I was like, make sure Bruno go last, because going after Bruno, that man is all energy. And they be dancing and all types of stuff. But sure enough, DJ E-Class and I got on that floor, and it was up. And I'm talking about up till it was stuck. They was dancing, doing the thing. And then guess who I met, y'all? Come on, it ain't over. Guess
we met Smokey Robinson.
Smokey Robinson.
Oh.
My girl, my girl.
Talking about my girl, my girl.
But listen, I walked over to him. Mind y'all, I had a few drinks by this time. It's the end of the night. And my big shout to my brother Theron Johnson. He might be running for mayor of Atlanta one day. Big shout to Theron and his beautiful wife, China. They came. She got the meal, y'all, off my eye. Y'all remember I was talking about that little white thing on my eye? She went and got that thing. So anyway, he was like, come on over here. Smokey about to leave. I was like, Smokey Robinson there? I said, shitting me. I said, E-Class, I'm going over there. When I take, we're going to do the whoop de win. And when I went over to the section, y'all, and he came to me, looked at me. I was like, how you doing? He hugged the shit out of me. I'm talking about like my granddaddy, who I ain't. You know, both of my granddaddies died. One before, when I was young, and don't remember. And then another when I was young, don't really remember. But he hugged me. I felt all the ancestor, child, spiritual connection, and light skinness was just over, just in the bottom of the child. And do you know what I said to the man?
As a light skinned black man, I feel good. At 50 years old, because you look amazing. It's some noise.
Child. Yeah, because you know, I had to let that man know, especially with this Drake and Kendrick Lamar thing that's happening right now. We got to get y'all beautiful superhumans opinions, because ain't been a whole lot of ladies weighing in. But I want to set it up. Episode 82, Goat Talk, y'all. And the reason I want to have some Goat Talk with the nation is because we got to define Goat Talk. We got to go through a couple things that just gives you permission to be called a goat. But I think we have two goats battling right now. I want to say this, and I'm going to bring you guys in, because I have to get your opinion, but I think it's getting out of hand, because once Kendrick dropped Meet the Grams and he started going into all the pedophilia and all the things.
Don't just sit down. What I'm about to say is heavy. Now listen. Your son's a sick man with sick thoughts. I think niggas like him should die. Him and Weinstein should get fucked up in a cell for the rest of their life. He hates black women, hypersexualizing with kinks of a nympho fetish. Grew facial hair because he understood being a beard just fit him better.
You know, then Drake came back. The Heart Part 6.
Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. This Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok video. Videos you collected and dissected. Instead of being on some disdirect shit, you rather fucking grab your pen and misdirect shit.
And I really think that he addressed everything so that it wouldn't just, you can't say I'm a pedophile and not address it. You can't say certain things. And I think that he addressed it and shot a little, I mean, like, it was like, how low can you go? Like, they were just, how low can you go? How low can you go? How low is the shoulders for me? But I'm just and I'm thinking, y'all, because we're gonna get into a lot of topics about this. But I want to know your opinion on it, because Meet the Grams and then The Heart Part 6, I think they got real personal. What do y'all think?
I 100% think it's more personal than regular rap beef.
Right.
I think that once you start digging into a person's personal life, it becomes something more than what the typical rap beef is.
Yes.
Sometimes you say stuff to kind of trigger people.
Yes.
And try to get them to respond, but it's like you digging real deep. And I think it's just at this point, it's like toxic, because now you got to try to dig to get something deeper,
right,
than the other person. And now you're trying to hurt each other. And I mean, I know I just want people to get along. It's been entertaining, but at this point, it's just like, okay, when y'all gonna stop?
Coco, talk to me, baby.
Hell, I thought rap beef was personal.
She wants all the smoke.
Old girl's wife. So I don't even understand. I don't, you know, I thought it was personal. I thought you're supposed to go low. If they go low, you go to hell.
Yeah. If they go low, hold on. If they go low, you go to hell. Not Michelle Obama. This is Kendra Taylor Burns. If they go low, you go to hell. But you know, it's getting to the point where the baby moms, the babies, the wives, significant others, I mean, they've been playing on the light skin, dark skin thing. They've been playing on the, you know, I sent you this information. You thought you were making it up. And my thing is, if Drake did that, he won. people are really like, it's really even in the context of war, right? The art of war. They doing everything, the propaganda, they doing all the, you know what I mean, the trolling, the, you know what I mean? But now it's like, if Drake sent him the information he wanted him to rap about to come back and say, I got him, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do y'all feel about that? Because to me, that's like the art of war.
I think he lying. I think he said that as a defense mechanism.
Really?
Like, yeah, it was me. There's no leak in my camp. I think it's a lie. I think that he's trying to save face because he don't want to come to the realization that there is someone in his camp that's leaking information.
But the thing about it is the 11-year-old child, we would have known. It is way too much money involved and way too much media for us not to know he got 11-year-old child. That's so far gone ago.
I mean,
yeah, people have secret kids all the time.
No, but baby, he had a baby with a soft porn star. So why would he keep, no, I'm just saying, so why would he promote that and not promote his 11-year-old child?
He didn't promote that one until Pusha T told it.
Nah, but
the other rap,
the baby was born when they had the rap. I mean, I get it. It's semantics. But my thing is, like, at the end of the day, Sugar, and I want to know your opinion, is it not, like, genius if he did feed him the information?
I'm not a Drake fan, so I would not call anything that he does genius except for the way that he pulls people in and gets people on these hooks and makes people say his lyrics. That's genius. This right here, I don't know, because that whole little leak of his little, you know, sex tape, or not sex tape, but him exposing him.
What the fuck?
That whole thing, I feel.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird. And
hold on,
like
Drake got a sex tape?
He was exposing himself, and he tried to act like somebody else leaked it, just like he's trying to say that he gave the information about the child. Like, I don't know. He gives, like, I am impersonating something that I'm not. I read something the other day that said, all we keep getting is another iteration of who Aubrey Graham is portraying. So we don't know who he really is. We're just seeing what is working right now, in my opinion. But also, I am not a Drake girl. So there's that.
Yeah. So I think that when you look at, like, the art of war, and you are trying to dismantle your opponent, today's troll culture has made it amplify 3,000,000%. I ain't gonna lie, cause that one, the BBL Drake joint where he twerking the cartoon, that is fucking hilarious. But this is, and I was talking to 19 Keys, big shout out to 19 Keys this morning. And 19 Keys was like, you know, it's anti-culture. And I've been saying that. Like, what's going on is anti-culture. It's anti-beneficial to what's going on in culture. And you know, we keep celebrating it to the point of, like, you can't take this shit off the internet. This man is going to forever be labeled as a pedophile to Kendrick fans.
Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, run for your life.
And then you make these memes that support these lyrics, and then it's a whole thing. And I've been saying it for months on this show. The lie become the truth. The fake becomes real. And that's why, Sugar, that thing I posted yesterday, I was so dead serious. I was like, it's real, but it's not for real. You know? And how do y'all feel about that? Because the problem is that you can say whatever you want. I think Ross is one of the funniest beefers on the planet. I'm talking about back to 50 Cent and all his beefs. Because he go hard. He talk, you know, and he funny. Rick Ross is funny. So when he say white boy and BBL, Drake, all that shit to me is in that old ass, all that shit is fun. But then it's like, we can't take nothing back. Even if you sorry, you can't take it back. I mean, down the line, sorry, not like immediately. Clearly not sorry today because he's still with shits. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I think that some people just innately have that sense of humor that they can say stuff, and it's immediately funny regardless of how they, like, when they say it, it's just who they are. Like, honestly, people from the South have a different way of attacking each other, and it's just funny in the way that they do it. And it's not necessarily really an attack. Like, you literally will be like, especially people in Memphis, they be like, oh, big head, face it. Like, it's just funny the way they say things. So, like, with Rick Ross, he's from Florida. Like,
he
just got that kind of innately. So then when people, i.e. Drake from Canada, tries to impersonate.
You said that shit.
Like
so
that,
you said that shit with the disgust of all light skinned. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
But I mean, I am not a colorist by any stretch. But if you have to force your blackness, it ain't real.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like it's something that's really from his core. I think he tries to put on like. Baby, it's okay. You got a Jewish white mama. It's okay. Just
right.
do that.
Right.
It's fine.
So I think I hear you. You know, when it comes to that, though, I think you said colorist, like you was at a salon, child. Colorism for sure. It's tough. Even when you said the South thing, it's like back in the day, you call a light skinned man a white boy, it's up. I'm smacking everybody, like because it's the most offensive thing. It's not like he chose. His parents. It's not like he went through this selection process. None of us, right? I've told y'all stories about my upbringing. You wouldn't think mm-hmm. parents would do shit like that. That it's even possible. But it's like when you get to a certain point, I just feel like it's things you can't come back from, you know? And when you look at all that's going on, even with J. Cole, I think J. Cole backed out because he knew it would come to this. And to me, that's GOAT. Like, that's GOAT talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for him, in his hometown, on the Dreamville stage, to say he was sorry because, one, he respects him. And in the beginning of this Drake Kendrick beef, they both were showing respect in the lyrics. The first two songs from each person, they were showing respect. Like, almost they can't even believe that it came to this. I respected you on some level. But, you know, how do y'all feel about that? Because I think J. Cole bowing out of it when he clearly is the big three or in the big three and everybody has their opinion who is the GOAT. How do y'all feel about him backing out? Because I truly believe he backed out because he knew it would come to this pettiness.
I don't have an opinion about it besides I respect the man for backing out of it
yeah.
because it's really all the stuff is irrelevant. They can meet personally and squash out what all they beef is or whatever. But I mean, right. it's a game.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Because when you go low, you go to hell.
You go to hell.
Yeah, you go to hell. Sugar.
I feel like J. Cole was being a man about it. And
yeah.
he not like, okay, so sometimes I am very just regular. But I know that if I go there, I'm not going to stop. Like if I'm having a disagreement with somebody that I really care about, it's better for me to stop, remove myself from the situation before my emotions get ahead of my head. Because if my emotions get ahead of my head, I'm going to say all kind of stuff. And I don't like to do that because you can't, like you said, you can't take it back. And so I think that's what J. Cole did. And I think that he knows himself outside of the personality that is J. Cole.
Yes.
Or persona or the person that people see. Because
right.
at the end of the day, Glorilla said the day got the end. But
oh
what he
God.
Knows is if
just
he was going to go, Kendrick said, go to, you go low, I'm going to hell. He might have been like, I'm going to the lower dimension of it. So
child.
He probably had to stop himself so he wouldn't do it.
Listen, I've been trying to get ahead of my head my whole life. Yeah, I mean, you know, my head was the size of my chest. Okay, great. I liken Drake to Apple. Big shout to 19 Keys, he said that. And then I said in our conversation, I liken Kendrick to Samsung.
What do you mean by that?
I equate
what?
Drake to Apple because you gotta have Drake. I don't give a fuck what you Drake haters say. If Drake wasn't in the algorithm, it'd all be fucked up. If Drake was not in the algorithm, the game would be fucked up. And I liken Kendrick to Samsung because although it might not be flashy, it might not have all the promo with it and all the unique whatever. He got the best camera. Samsung got the best camera. I don't know if y'all been taking pictures with folks sometime. Everybody want that Samsung picture.
I have seen that though.
Yeah, and listen, when you think about what I'm saying, again, big shout to 19 Keys, because he's the one who said Drake is like Apple. And I'm like, damn, he is like Apple. Like you got to be right. Like, I mean, and then when I was trying to figure out what's Kendrick like, and I was like, he like Samsung. People love their Android. They will not let go of that motherfucking Android to say they like, it's, what are we on, 17 now for the iPhone? They just got an extra phone that is an iPhone so they can be in the real, what we consider the real world. How do y'all feel about that? Is Drake not equal to Apple and Kendrick not equal to Samsung?
Okay.
That was good, actually. I liked it.
That was really good. That was very good. And I like the fact that you described it the way you did, because I checked out at the beginning.
Yeah.
Then I had to check back in because I was like, wait, hold on, because.
Right.
Because green texts are death. But anyway.
Right.
I understand what you're saying. Mm. I still am not a Drake girl. So there's that. But I do understand what you're saying.
Let me bust a shot for Kendra and Sugar's motherfucking disdain for like the Negro.
I'm sorry. He just seemed like a little whack dude that
I agree.
Access to money and access to women. I'm good on that.
But he wouldn't have got none of that without his talent. And more importantly, if don't no man want to be like you and no woman got to have you, that must make you a GOAT if you on top of the game that you in or the best player in the sport you play. I don't see how people don't see that. And by the way,
I see it, but
even back to Kendrick, I'm just saying, let's like law of competition, art of war. Even when Kendrick specifically went with the Jewish thing, like white thing, his wife is half. You know what I'm saying? It's like the same thing you despise, you celebrate and want. So I'm just like, where do you fit in, right? Like, it's like it's never enough. You can't be too black because you're light-skinned. If you're too black, they gonna run goddamn talk about you now. But then when you got an advantage, when you get in the door, you know what I'm saying, because of the other half of you, oh, you're selling out, you're placating to that side. Well, what the fuck are they supposed to do? I just need to know.
What more do you want from me?
I think they need to just end it like Chris Brown ended the Amigo and just let's go.
Cool. How do you end Amigo, man?
He slaughtered him. Quavo talking like Kid Thugs, nigga, you a bitch with dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. He came back and rapped on the track and slaughtered dude, and it was over.
Yeah.
There's no need for him to respond. Chris came out and ended the whole beat. I needed to end.
Got it. This episode of The Kenny Burns Show is brought to you by Mickey D's. And TKBS Nation, sometimes I think the best gift on earth is a Mickey D's breakfast. That buttery biscuit with that egg and cheese melted perfectly with the right temperature hits your lips and then whoa! And those hash browns, I can't have one, I need two. With a large cup of OJ with ice. Oh, it does something to my spirit. Take time out in your day to drop by Mickey D's and tell them I said, hey. Everyone's got their own Mickey D's moment. Go and make more delicious memories today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the culture man, Kenny Burns. You know I'm talking about the dream of motherfucking random talking fast. I get all these points out in 30 seconds. You have to do me a favor. You have to go to your favorite platform where you listen to The Kenny Burns Show, aka TKBS, and I need you to download the episodes. We cannot be number one if you don't download. Number two, I need you to write a comment. I don't know why the hell I have a 4.8 on Spotify and I have 5 stars on Apple. Let's make it even. I love you in real life. Stay tuned. We have more TKBS on the way. Peace.
The dream is real.
TKBS Nation, we've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone. If only you had Discover Card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. TKBS Nation, you can't claim the no good flavor if you aren't claiming the McCrispy as your go-to chicken sandwich. Two buttered buns stacked with pickles and crispy, juicy, tender chicken. You know I'm a pickle person, and on my delicious and juicy McCrispy between those buttered buns, my pickle game is strong. You smell it? It's calling me now. I don't think I've ever made it home from the drive-thru without taking a bite of that fresh McCrispy. I like it hot. And ladies and gentlemen, if you see me eating my McCrispy and I have crispy remnants of chicken in my beard, keep it moving. My only goal is to finish my juicy tender McCrispy, my fries, and my chocolate shake. I guess the word is out. Get yours today. Calling all superheroes. That's right. Coca-Cola and Marvel are teaming up to release limited edition Coca-Cola products featuring your favorite Marvel characters. Collect them all to assemble your own Marvel universe, and be sure to scan your Coca-Cola for a chance to win super-powered prizes and unlock powerful AR experiences. But act fast, fans. These collectibles won't last long. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the U.S. and D.C. who are 13 and up. Ends on June 30th, 2024. Visit coke.com/Marvel24 for official rules. All right, so I said these comments, I think a couple weeks ago, right, Tiff? I said that J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake were the last goats of hip hop and or rap. Mm. I think I said that on here. I definitely said it somewhere recently. And I say that because it's all about money and capitalism now. So you won't have goats going forward. You won't have skilled artists rapping in the scheme of original hip hop rap. And I think that it's wild because now the money being obtained for said services or for said talent is death, destruction, over-sexualized or using sex as a weapon, misogyny can go with that. How do y'all think we're gonna fare knowing it's only about money and having versus a real true art form or passion to win?
It seemed like we've been there for a while. If you have access to money and the connections, you are put in places regardless of your talent. So unfortunately, like you said, they might be the last three that align with the original hip hop. But I think we have been in that spin cycle for a while where these artists really don't have talent, but they got access to capital. They have access to the right people. Yeah. and their music is being projected to us. Like, yes. That's it.
Yes. Coco, what was you about to say, babe?
No, I was telling Sugar she can have that comment.
Okay, cool. I think you're right. I want to say this. I was in the comments I posted yesterday about Sexy Red. And I was just like, it's real, but it's not real, right? And it goes to the idea or notion that money and capitalism are running things. It's like, yeah, y'all making money. But what? Like, you're crashing and burning. You're not only just crashing and burning, you're spending all your money. There's no wealth management, there's no opportunity. And even to the comment I made about what she wearing now that she even making some money, it's like you just even more trashier. You just want to be more ratchet, you know what I'm saying? And you got some money. When you look at, you know, even Glorilla. Yeah, Glow. Stomp a little pussy, how with some shell toes. Yeah, Glow. I mean, you gotta respect that. She got somebody behind her trying to advance her appearance, trying to advance the way she's showing up in public. I can't really get with all the lyrics and shit, but I can accept Glow now. Cause Glow is trying to create her own lane, become her own thing. Lotto, I can respect Lotto. I can respect Lotto becoming a class act in the midst of no class. Ooh, hello? But I'm looking at the game like, damn, like where are we gonna be? You know what I mean? Because I just don't think y'all see the, and I said it to the executives. Ain't no second chances. You come, bring somebody to the table that is rapping and really with the shit. He go kill somebody, your career over because you're known and attached to that. We not even thinking about the fallout. We not thinking about what's going to happen to us in the event of. It's money and capitalism. How can I make some money? How can I make some money? It's not even about putting these kids in positions to win. We know they don't have no motherfucking education. We know they don't have no big homies. And we applaud you. We saying go on and be a crash dummy. Go on and kill yourself. Go on and drink, smoke, you know, exude death. And my thing is like, it's evident. Sugar, we talk about your kids, your students all the time. Kendra, when you was in school, I'm talking to your actual students about it. It's like, they have no goals. They have no goals. Their goals are to emulate something they seen on Instagram and TikTok. Their goals are I can be dysfunctional and win. That's their goals. And the people was in the comments, I'm back to my statement. So I'm in the comments and I'm like, I posted the Sexy Red joint. And the person, big shout out to my man Lyric, he actually had made a thing. He's like, Sexy Red is fire, we just getting older. But it was like a blanket statement, so of course I had to get him because he's one of my youngest. And so I kind of let him have him. Then this other guy, I don't know his name, he came into the conversation in the comments and was like, yeah, but you know, y'all had NWA, y'all had Biggie, y'all had Lil' Kim. I said it was nuanced. And it was nuanced because it was balanced. For every motherfucking song Biggie had, he had a One More Chance. Or you know what I'm saying, Big Papa, or Juicy. He didn't just do one thing, it wasn't monolithic. When you look at anything that was singular, like a Luke, like a Too Short, like a Kaya, like a Little Kim, you can't even put Little Kim all the way in it because Little Kim came out rapping her face off and then got into high fashion immediately. Not, I'm just wearing panties for sake of wearing panties, I'm in a Versace campaign. So you can't compare those two. And that's the thing about Culture Dude. He on an OG page who he follows, who's saying, and mind you, I don't really get into descriptive anything in the comments unless I got time. And I had time because I wanted you to see the point, right? Because I think we get so caught in, I'm just going to reply. And of course, this guy replied again, and that was the last back and forth we'll have, because it's like, no, you should really listen. I'm like, I'm looking at this picture on his icon. You have to be in your late 20s, early 30s. You cannot talk to me about the era. I was there. I lived it. I was in the music business. I was with the artists. I was doing all the things. And that's the thing about history too. And that's why we need this GOAT talk, because you're putting people on these pedestals that aren't worthy. You're putting people on these pedestals that don't even know history. If you're saying that, and I always say on this show too, I accept our part in the bullshit. We were a part of the bullshit because we were just getting money for the first time. But you had pillars like myself in the community, be married 25 years this coming October. You got pillars in the community that are parents to their children because they never had parenting in their own fucking home. You got pillars of the community that you just don't adore. But see, the trolls, the problem with the trolls, and this is where Drake, and I said this several times to him personally and on this show, you got to motherfucking pick how you want to show up in that arena, because once you become a troll, it's forever. And now look at what Kendrick Lamar's doing. You're the first time in your life you've been called all the way out your name, I'm talking about on the R. Kelly side of the fence, and you can't take that back off the internet. And now what? Because you are the least misogynistic rapper in rap as a male. You make songs for women, but yet you're vilified now as a predator? This is where we are in the world. And that's why, like I'm saying, like people don't really understand the things that they say. They're just saying shit. How do y'all feel about that? Because you can't take it back. And it's getting to a point where, like I said, fake is becoming real, lies are becoming the truth.
Listen, I confiscated a student's phone today. And when I confiscated it, because you're not supposed to have it, it's not supposed to be on, it's supposed to be locked up in your pouch. You don't have it in your pouch, give it to me. I'm gonna call your parents, because this is the most, this is a second, third,
offense.
10th time. So I look and I said, so what were you doing? They said, I was trying to upload to my story. I said, to Instagram, to Snapchat, where are you uploading?
Right.
When I tell y'all, the thing that she was uploading was so inappropriate that I said, so if your parents saw this, they would be okay with it. She was like, well, I mean, I said, do your parents know what your Instagram is? Mm-hmm. No, ma'am. Okay. So you're a child. You're at school. You're uploading things that you shouldn't be. You shouldn't even have your phone. And she was like, well, I'll delete it.
Right.
Point. It doesn't matter. Somebody has already screenshotted.
Right.
So it lives on forever, regardless of if it's a 24-hour story or not. So whenever you say things that you don't necessarily mean, or that you are just saying it to cut, you know, a person below the belt, it is like, it don't matter whether you mean it or not. You said it. It has been recorded. It has been stream recorded.
Yes.
It has been shared. It is out there. It is no take back. So when people understand the finality of posting, saying, living, being a certain way, and realizing that it doesn't matter if you could delete it or not.
Come on.
It's there, babe.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was in my room crying. I said, ain't no need to cry now.
Yeah.
You already posted several things that, you know, if your daddy saw it,
you in trouble.
You would not be okay.
And you're in seventh grade, right?
I got your phone now. Now I'm getting ready to screen record it all and show it to you, baby.
It's your seventh grade, right?
Seventh grade. Because if your daddy saw this, you would be embarrassed. So don't do stuff that you'll be embarrassed about, regardless of who sees it. If you could think of anybody in your world that you would be embarrassed if they saw something that you posted or did, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just get frustrated, man, because I feel like it's out of control. We talk about, you know, we see these movies. We talk about it too here. Like, you see these movies, the robots take over. You see how the computer and the mainframe, I miss even things that are happening now, like outages, you know, people attacking grids. You know what I mean? Like, and this is all like out of your control. And even as a Tesla owner, it's like, if there's no electricity, we have a piece of metal in our driveway. And we're continuously buying into this stuff, right? Because yes, in theory, you save money on gas. In theory, you don't got to get your brakes fixed every 4 years. That's literal five. I'm on my fifth year. I haven't changed my brakes. I took my thing to get brakes the other day. They said I ain't need brakes. It was when some builds up onto something, and I'm like, wow, this is really saving me some money. But to Jessica's point, we gotta have gas vehicles. If the grid goes down, what you doing?
this is what I come back when people say something like that about the gas vehicles. But if something happens, you still ain't getting no damn gas, because the gas station don't run. It don't matter if you have a gas vehicle unless you got
that's
the
a
gas
fact.
Back up in the garage or something.
That's
now,
facts.
What they need to do is come out with some solar panels to put on our car so it can charge while we drive.
Nah.
Then, you know,
then we all the way lit. Then we all, come on, baby. Look at you, you little fucking scientist. You, I love your fucking face. Yeah. No, but you're right, though. But so, it's just getting back to like, I want to call this goat talk. Actually, Tiffany made up the name, but I think it's necessary that we start putting the right people in these positions of power. I think it's are we even gonna have goats anymore? I mean, name one politician you could even favor since Obama, and we really favored him because he was black. Like, who are we championing? Like, I asked my sons, who's y'all Martin Luther King? Who's y'all Farrakhan? Who's leading anything? So what goats we got? What energy we have that's so excellent? Because we don't celebrate excellence. That's my whole thing about Sexy Red. We celebrate mediocrity. We celebrate train wrecks. We celebrate the worst of our culture. The worst. We don't celebrate the best. Again, we talked about it in the last episode when it comes to religion. We don't go to them pastors and propel the ones that's doing the work and doing God's work and all. We don't propel them. We talk about the scammer from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We don't propel. I mean, even leadership roles. You got heads of cities, heads of state that are trolls. They do things for views and likes. That's who we are as a world. Talk to me, y'all, because I'm getting discouraged because it's really looking fake. The world is looking fake.
I definitely want to hone in on what you're speaking about in regards to reality versus fake and what the perception is in our culture today. Because everything we see today, it doesn't necessarily mean it's legit, like it's real. You have AI that everybody on Facebook is uploading their pictures, getting these AI pictures, and bitch, that don't look like you. I don't know who the hell that is, but I get it. You want to look good, you want to buy
violence,
it. I'm just saying. And then they have applications.
Y'all thought them filters was going to work out for you, huh? You thought them filters. No, seriously, y'all, listen, women thought that that was a way to tuck and clean up.
And it's not.
But listen, I saw a lady in the airport yesterday. I couldn't believe how much surgery she had. She had to be 70-something years old. But then I saw in the same fucking Louisville airport, somebody in her 20s looked as old as the motherfucking her said, swear to the G.O.D. And I'm just telling y'all keep tucking and tucking and tucking and tucking. You're gonna be looking like Michael Jackson off this motherfucker.
It ain't gonna be no monkey in the pullback.
It ain't gonna be, listen. And I promise y'all, it ain't worth it.
It don't age good neither, at all.
And we are promoting BBLs. BBLs are standard. Now mind y'all, boobs, I ain't gonna hold you. Sometime, just look at some of, But then like to reshape your body on the sides, taking things and silicone and fat transfer and all, these are the things that's gonna make you whole. Back in the day, if you ain't had no ass, you ain't had no ass. You just ain't
right,
no ass.
Right.
Normally right. God gave some titties. You know what I'm saying?
You had no one ass. Or another, and then there was a few that had both.
Facts, though.
It is a fact.
What we doing, y'all?
I do feel like we're coming into a way of people are kind of just going away from the BBLs, because there's been a lot of women that came out in regards to health risks, and then there's been people that's dying, and so then there's me and that's like, you know what? We choose a natural over, the body kit, because they all look alike. What is unique about your shape that her, and her got? All y'all went to the same doctor. But that stuff starts sagging. They look so bad.
Yeah.
Unless they have on them thigh highs that's going to hold it in the place.
What is that?
You're going to That's the basically whole thing that you gotta put on.
Listen, y'all want all that shit on your body. Surgery. Y'all want all that shit. You can't even walk, breathe, or get the shit off in time to pee.
And don't try to hug them. Feel like it's body armor.
Listen, y'all. Let me listen. Did y'all see?
I like body armor.
I like a little spank.
No, I mean I ain't mad at a spank, but it'd be armor. Motherfuckers be having tactical equipment on under their dresses. Listen, I'm gonna say this though. Did y'all see them roast Kim Kardashian? Is this your leader?
Yeah.
Is this your leader, ladies and gentlemen? Is this your leader? When that man said,
"A whale's vagina," which reminds me, Kim Kardashian's here. She's had a lot of black men celebrate in her end zone. Kim, word of advice, close your legs. You have more public beef than Kendrick and Drake.
That was crazy, right, Kendra?
What?
I felt bad for her.
But it's true. Myself. Her whole family made hoeing goals. That is status quo for women. They got that look from a black woman. Did the bodies up, got the black men, had all the black women talking about, I can't believe they going for these others, and I can't believe when they trying to emulate y'all. But the trick bag is y'all already got it, but yet y'all want to do it even more because they doing it. I am confused. You are the muse. You have been the muse. You are the example. You are the mothers of civilization. How would you even want to be like a person that wants to be someone else? I ain't mad at nobody getting no money. I ain't mad at nobody doing their thing. I think they all getting a bag. God bless them. They want to be black. Now they done ran through the black people. They back to being white. And it's convenient, ain't it? It's so convenient. When you done, you done. But yeah, we idolizing shit like that. Yet they goals. Yet we making them billionaires. Hello? Mm. We literally, y'all, are so brainwashed. We will have no more goats. Unless we change the prerequisite for becoming a goat, which we about to do right now before we get up out of here, we're not gonna have no goats. And goats are necessary because goats are world leaders. Goats are people like Martin Luther King, people that stood for something. You know, Martin Luther King's whole thing wasn't just about, you know, being nonviolent and equality. He wanted economic resources for black folk. He wanted us to have the same opportunities the rest of the world had. And guess what we double down when we think about Martin Luther King? Race. Because we're brainwashed. But let's break down what it's going to take to be a GOAT. Because this criteria, even in basketball, people want to hate on LeBron James like he is not the greatest basketball player statistically of all time. What define GOAT? Stats, ladies and gentlemen.
Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie. So you talk about Michael Jordan and LeBron. Yes, there is a lens where Michael Jordan is the GOAT as well because he took the NBA to another place. He took the business opportunities outside of the court and with that bouncing ball and became a billionaire. But LeBron will surpass Michael Jordan in business, ladies and gentlemen. He has surpassed him in accolades. The only thing he doesn't have more than him is actual championships. And he's a couple away. And I think he's smart enough to go to a team still averaging damn near 30 points a game in the NBA and win two more championships. I'm saying it right here, right now. Y'all can hate if you want, but that's statistics to Kendrick and Drake. The statistics say that Drake has sold more records. The statistics say that he has more number one hits. In the art of music, the game of music, what defines you as a GOAT? Exactly. I know y'all don't like Drake, but your silence tells it all.
No, I don't have a problem with Drake at all. I'm not all into rap like that. So mm-hmm. I don't.
Right, we know you love Chris Brown or Death.
He's a rapper. I mean, but anyway, I feel like I hear you. And just like I said on a previous show, I don't like chocolate, but I can attest when it's something of quality. Yeah. I don't like Drake, but the numbers don't lie.
This is
I'm
eyebrows,
not going to get in a whole barbershop debate about who's the best of all times because I don't listen to Drake like that. So I'm not going to ever vote for him. But I understand and hear what you're saying. And yeah. It does make sense. And it checks out. But this is the thing. I think we need to all just stop putting people on pedestals. Amen. Put yourself on a pedestal and measure up to what you're supposed to do and be your own goat.
No, I love that. Mm-hmm. Be your own goat. But I do believe this too, and I'll say this and I don't care, to be honest. We have to prioritize for our mental health what we are good at and what we're not good at. And part of that is trustworthy leadership. Because when you think you can go on and be something and do something you cannot do, it takes you further back than staying the course with what you are capable to do. And I'm saying that because we, you know, to your point, Sugar, it's like, yeah, our personal homes, starting with our temples, let's put in it what we know we need to get out of it. When we talking about our homes, let's build this. I did a post yesterday when I was talking about document your life. See your life in front of your eyes every day so you can remind yourself about the journey. But then when you leave out that house, it's some prerequisites you need to know about yourself. It's some things you need to know that you're good at and not good at. And then seek knowledge, seek information from those who actually have it. Not the algorithm, not the things that aren't truth seeking. And that's all I'm saying. That's why I like what I want people to, you know, we end up, I don't know if y'all just saw the man got a 10th contempt of court.
And second warning of jail time.
He don't give a fuck. And guess what? They don't give a fuck. Whoever this man is aligned with is the devil himself.
Okay.
Listen, you. Listen, this goat talk is real. It's a goat talking to you, but hey, motherfucker, I'm trying to tell you. You sitting up here in front of your face. You so worried about the cartoon Drake BBL video. You not looking at what's going on. That man had contempt of court. He's saying, fuck the police. And, oh, I'm a funder for police. He's getting better at the game every time they give him a pass.
Yeah, that part.
It's like he's getting closer to the other end of the board.
Getting close to the matrix. And these people that he's ostracized and damned to hell is supporting them. So I just, you know, that's a whole nother episode, child. But I want to get up out of here with a little round table send off. Coco, we want people to be whole. And that's the goal here on the Kenny Burns Show. And I think, you know, y'all's perspective today in this rap beef was paramount because we were hearing a lot of men's talking about what they thinking about the beef. And I appreciate that. But as we get up out of here, you know, define a goat. You know, because I think it's important for people to have things to identify with. And that's what I think should be, you know, comparable to your goat. Somebody you can identify with. I don't know what just happened to your face. Look like it drooped on one side. You okay?
Listen, I don't look at people as my goats.
Oh, okay.
I look into myself, as Sugar said earlier.
Got it.
How do I want to be better? Is there people in my family that I see something in them, a light in them that I can help bring out? Those kind of qualities. Because just because you said I can bust a rap and you write my raps for me doesn't mean that I should be a rapper. Mm. Everything is not for everybody.
Got it.
So find your specialty, find your gift, and be that. And stop looking to other people. Yeah, I can be inspired by a lot of folks. But just take that inspiration and bring it into my own or bring it into your own and be who you are supposed to be. And maybe you'll become a goat.
Good job. You know, you just going, hello, Sugar.
So, I mean, this is my thing. I don't want to prescribe to one person being a goat. I like to take things from different people
yeah,
and make my own little goat recipe and then use, I know this is about to sound a little contradictory, right? But I like to use the Kris Jenner effect, pull from other people and capitalize on it. Because if you can steal somebody else's stuff and make it yours and capitalize off of it,
yeah,
you are eliminating a lot of the grunt work and you're just doing what works for you. She's a businesswoman. I respect that. I don't respect the content of some of the business,
yeah,
but she has done, like, literally made a blueprint of how to take somebody else's stuff and capitalize off of it and do very well. So if you can do that with integrity, because there's a way to do it with integrity, I think that you start to build out what GOAT is. And you don't have to look to anybody to say you're the GOAT. you have to look within, like Kendra said, and like I said earlier, and like you said, KB, you have to look within and see what it is that you bring to the table and find out what somebody else is bringing to the table and capitalize off of those things, because it's going to work out whether if you put the work in. I'm going to say that. It'll work out if you put the work in.
GOAT. God overwhelmingly aligns things. Ah, I like that. Okay, that's an assignment for you, TKBS Nation. Break down an acronym for GOAT, and we're going to celebrate it in one of these 1,000 t-shirts that Tiffany's making. We're going to put it on. Okay, all right. We up out of here. We love you like cooked food. Kendra Taylor, help us out.
All right, y'all. The dream
is real. Get the boobies out the camera.
The dream is real.